Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the high-stakes world of AI research. Buckle up, because it's a wild ride.
Indeed. This TechCrunch article by Kyle Wiggers paints a pretty intense picture. It seems AI researchers are facing immense pressure.
Exactly. They're caught in this whirlwind of overnight changes, where every research result has massive financial consequences. It's like a constant pressure cooker.
Wiggers mentions the rapid-fire releases from OpenAI and Google, with like 12 live streams in December alone. That's insane.
It is. And that pace, that constant back and forth, is apparently taking a serious toll. Think 6-day work weeks, late nights, even burnout at the highest levels.
Burnout? Yeah, Wiggers mentions OpenAI's ex-chief research officer, Bob McGrew, citing burnout as a reason for leaving. It's not just OpenAI either. Google DeepMind engineers reportedly ramped up to 120-hour work weeks. 120 hours? That's unsustainable.
Totally agree. The article points to a culture of overwork, fueled by the sheer amount of money on the line. Remember that Google glitch that cost Alphabet billions? Talk about high stakes.
It's like a never-ending race to the top of the leaderboards, right? Chatbot Arena is mentioned as a key driver of this intense competition.
Right. While some see this as accelerating AI development, others worry about their work becoming obsolete before it even sees the light of day. Where's the value in that?
The article also talks about the shift from open collaboration to like secretive closed-source development. That has to be stifling for researchers.
Absolutely. And it's not just industry pressure. The article also discusses the stress of AI grad programs. The publish-or-perish mentality is amplified by the field's rapid pace, creating immense pressure on students.
Gautami Somapalli's story, the PhD student who stopped taking vacations due to guilt, that's heartbreaking.
I know, right? So what's the solution? The article offers a few ideas. Normalizing discussions about struggles, building support networks, prioritizing mental well-being.
It even suggests like fewer conferences and pauses on paper submissions. Anything to give researchers a breather, you know?
It's crucial to remember, AI is just work. There's more to life than leaderboards and late nights.
Totally. Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
We'll catch you next time. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And remember, a well-balanced life includes good food, great tech, and plenty of rest. So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.